Hello, would you like to close your account?
I done told y'all to close this thing. Y'all got some coming out the 18th, and hell, it ain't even the 18th yet. I done told y'all to close it. I don't want y'all taking no more money out of my account, man.
I'll be happy to assist you. And can you provide your email address?
CRKTBOY@yahoo.com.
0K.
CRC, C as in cat, CRKT, cricket boy, CRKTBOY@yahoo.com.
Have CRKTBOY.
K@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And we do not have any accounts in our database associated with that email address.
I do want to MSA@MSA.com. MSAG.com.
One day?
Wanda.
Wanda,
Wanda
okay.
At MSAG.
WANDA.
Right. At MSAG.com.
Okay. We don't have WANDA@MSAG.com.
All right. Well, you've got her credit card number. You got to end it 2211.
Again, what were the last four digits?
2211.
2211. And the name associated with the account?
Wanda Stewart.
Wanda Stewart. Okay.
Or Wanda or James Stewart. One of the two.
Wanda or James Stewart. Okay. Thank you. I have WandaMSA@yahoo.com.
That's it.
Okay. And with that account, it was canceled on March 15th.
Well, then why is there a thing on my bank that says 3/18/24 and y'all are taking out money?
When the account was canceled on March 15th, three refunds of $28.94 were issued, which you'd see as credits to your account within 3 to 5 business days of March 15th.
Yeah, I think I've already seen that, but there's another one, like I said, for tomorrow. It ain't even tomorrow yet.
I've issued you a fourth refund of $28.95, which you'll see as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business
days.
Now
close it. Don't take no more. Don't
the
do
account,
it again.
The account is and already was canceled on the 15th, so there will not be any future charges whatsoever.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.